We can't control a lot of things. Things like other people's behavior, our colleagues' mistakes, the weather, our travel plans. And this can completely throw us off and leave us feeling low, irritated, stressed, anxious. And ultimately, we end up really disliking our situation and experiences. But it doesn't have to be like this. There is so much beauty and excitement to come when we allow things to be. So if you have a feeling of being out of control, if you feel a lot of anxiety over something not going exactly like you want it to, this podcast is going to be such an eye-opener for you. Now, I'm aware that it's easier said than done to allow things to just be. So I'm here to show you why we think it's an issue and how to feel so much better about our professional and personal life using our brains and a bit of yoga. Now, I'm a massive advocate for actually getting physical and practicing these life skills because it's what makes it really, and my God, so much easier to apply. Things like affirmations, a great morning routine, eating nutritionally, getting some beautiful sleep is also going to help make things easier to apply and generally make things easier. But this is the most powerful starting point. So usually when we get stressed and frustrated over things we can't control, it's because we've come so attached to what we want something to look and feel like. We convince ourselves that this is the only outcome that will make us happy and this is the only good outcome that can actually happen. Fortunately, I can tell you that whatever you have in your mind is not the only outcome that will make you happy. And it's not the only good outcome that can happen. You'll be surprised at how much we can control, just don't know we can. Life is full of glorious possibilities, usually ones that are so much better than our beautiful brains can imagine. But those possibilities can either be completely forgotten about or completely ignored if we stay so set on the outcome we think we want. But you are in control of yourself and your thoughts, and that is so beautifully powerful. Self-efficacy is a massive way to build our confidence in our abilities, which we can control, and being open to possibilities is the first way to get there. So, if you hate feeling out of control, it's because of that attachment to the outcome. Have you ever meticulously planned a trip and been so stressed over the little details like the weather, the appearance of the accommodation, the moods of other people on the trip? Or have you been so focused on a project going exactly like you want it to and have therefore stressed over the possibility that it might not go exactly like you wanted it to? This is something I've struggled with and something I'm still learning to tackle, but I've also found it to be horribly detrimental. Because even if the project goes better than I expected it to, I was still so attached to what I thought I wanted that I ignored all the beauty of what actually happened. The trick is to think about what you want, 5 minutes, release it and be open to everything else that could come up. So let's play here. Imagine you've decided to hold a party. You want everyone to have fun, to eat the drink, the food you provide, dance and sing and leave saying it was the party of the year. And whilst this is great, it's actually super limiting and you'll feel horrible if it doesn't go exactly like you want it to. Living and being completely attached to the party being exactly like this is like walking into a hotel corridor, seeing 10 doors on either side of you, but only really noticing the one at the end. You ignore the rest. That one door looks inviting because it's what we know. Maybe it's a nice red colour. It's what we feel comfortable with. So we instantly run towards that one. But every other door is bright and shiny and glittering, and each has an amazing experience behind each one. But let's say the party doesn't go exactly like you want it to. Maybe it rains, the caterer is late, and the drinks taste horrible. But this actually leads to everyone laughing, grabbing takeaways, raiding the local supermarket, whatever, try and find the best wine that they have. This opens you up to other amazing things. Like at the party, you might meet the love of your life. You might make a connection to someone in your career and it catapults you into your dream profession. You might get given an amazing dress from someone who was just throwing it away and thought you might like it. And not only becomes the party of the year, but everyone wants to make it annual. All these possibilities are behind every door that you are keeping closed by running to that final comfortable door of the outcome that you so think you desire. So every time you go into a new situation, a new project, even a new day, stand at the start of that corridor and absolutely visualize that end door and everything you think you want. But as you walk down it, to open that door, open all the other beautiful doors on the way and allow in everything else you can't imagine in this moment. Be ready and be excited for the other fabulous things that could happen. And whilst it's true we can't control other people's behaviour, the weather, or the specifics of a situation, it's actually a good thing that we can't, because it would restrict all the other amazing things that could happen we just don't know about. So to help cement this lesson, and to allow ourselves to completely let go of that outcome and let in all the beauty, I have some beautiful yoga poses for you to try. So head on over to the Instagram, it's sweet.spot.helen, sweetspothelen, and follow along with the daily poses. Or head over to my blog and you can check them out below. But you are absolutely in control of more than you think you are. And as soon as you allow yourself to be excited by the things that you can't control, you allow so much more beauty and ease into your life.